Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Gang, what's going on? Kevin Goatee, time for another What Did We Watch? What Did I Watch? I watched a lot of stuff, but I'll tell you what I'm going to hit you with first. I watched and saw in the theater Oppenheimer. Christopher Nolan trying to redeem himself after a pretty lurid stretch of films. It's the critics came out here and just stood in line to give this the old metaphorical BJ. It is not a 10 like everybody says it is. It is good. It drags, though. The last half hour, very good. I had no idea what happened. Christopher Nolan has made a bad habit of taking the score and drowning out the dialogue.
He
does this in the last how many films? There are at least four different times I go, what are they saying? If it's not important to the plot, then why are we having dialogue at all? Don't drown it out. It's still good. I laughed my ass off when I saw this because they also said shot with IMAX cameras. Who gives a shit? The only reason you're here to see an IMAX maybe is the 15 seconds where the bomb goes off and it ain't all that special. This film is good. It is Oscar bait. The performances are excellent. If you like Florence Pugh, you're going to see a lot of her topless, but it is not a 10.
I got to go. I'll see you.
It is a 7. It is a 7 out of 10. You will never watch this film again, I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
It is Oscar bait through and through. Put this in the same category as Green Book. Okay, appreciate it. Next. Last, I'll tell you what, I watched a couple things on Netflix. Anything worth a cry? Oh, here we go. The Whale. Okay. Let's just cut the shit. We all watched this because we all wanted to see the guy from Airheads become morbidly obese, right? Good. Darren Aronofsky has made some great films, but boy, Black Swan, solid. Requiem for a Dream, probably my favorite of the bunch. Jesus H. Christ, did this film sink on ice. Did not like the story, did not care. They tried to get cute with it. It made a few twists and turns. You're like, oh, okay. And then the ending, yuck. 3 out of 10 for The Whale. Brendan Fraser is the only reason why to see it. I don't know anybody who is saying its praises. I dare you. Kevin Israel, what have you watched?
So I saw Transformers Rise of the Beast. I was really excited about this movie. Kevin and I texted about it. I enjoyed Bumblebee. I thought it was a good comeback after the Michael Bay disasters. So I was expecting big things from this one. I thought it was very bad. The script was just all over the place. They introduced too many characters without it. There was just way too much happening, and it has Unicron in it, and they should have built up to that. You never really get to see him. He never transforms. Maybe he's going to come back. Maybe they're planning on doing it again in another movie. The problem with these movies is that, unlike what Marvel did, they're not building up. Nobody's earning the big stuff that happens. What was great was Bumblebee. It was a small self-contained movie that was a smaller, wasn't global consequences. This movie was once again back to like, you gotta save the earth, and it's just these kids are suddenly it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I would give it, much like The Crow, a 4.5. And then I also randomly watched a movie from 1978 called Corvette Summer, starring none other than Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill. Yeah. I think it was his first movie. I watched it, and I'm a huge car guy. It's a very strange, cheesy movie. Janine from Ghostbusters is in it. She's a hooker. It was weird. It was quirky. It was all about a kid trying to get his car back, which I loved and I could appreciate. It's so 70s. It's such a 70s movie. So if you're looking for that, I guess it's fun. It's a pretty fast movie. It wasn't long. I enjoyed it, but if you're not a car person, you might not enjoy it as much. But I, you know, it was good enough for me. I would 5.5.
Star Wars was 77. So if this was 78, this was not Hamill's first film.
I thought they said it was his first movie. It might have been right after Star Wars.
Though. Yeah. I'm going to comment about Beast Wars. I thought it was all right, not bad. It was better than Bumblebee. I hated Bumblebee because it was the only reasons Bumblebee were good because of the battles on Cybertron, and that is it. And when they tease me like that and they don't get anything else out of it, I was very angry. You talk about annoying chick sidekick, that whole sidekick chick from Bumblebee, annoying. Also, the same girl from True Grit, as we called back to this earlier episode. Haley Steinfeld, hard pass, because we all know it was Sam Witwicky in Transformers, and then of course before that Spike.
Well, it should have been Spike. They have yet to have Spike.
Yeah,
why they can't just have a character named Spike? I don't know.
Yeah, and then also Unicron. You're exactly right. I thought it was a great idea having him, but in the first minute of the cartoon film, he eats a goddamn planet. In this new one, we don't see shit. I was very disappointed about that. I thought the whole idea of having would be great. And I don't like how they made Wheeljack a flamenco dancer from Spain with that.
That was a weird choice too.
But this was Pete Davidson's best role ever, because I didn't see his goofy horse face.
He wasn't bad in it. He's a voice as
Mirage. And I thought it was about a 5.5, 6 maybe. I'm not going to own it unless it's like $5. I also, let me throw one more in there. I watched, I think it's important to say, I forgot to mention this. Creed 3. Stunk.
Oh, yeah. No, did it.
The villain is good, but you know what? You want him to get to that. He's kind of like, I want to get in Clubber Lang territory, but no. But they don't even acknowledge Rocky in this at all. Not even mention. And
it's not the only Rocky franchise, it's a Creed franchise. Rocky's,
well, the first two had plenty of them and talked about it. No one cares about Apollo Creed's kid. This was just a vehicle for Rocky to be Rocky without having to put the gloves on and fight. But when you take Rocky out of the mix, no one cares. 4 out of 10, only because the bad guy was pretty good. And of course, the ending, you're like, whatevs. Sorry. Django Gold, what have you watched?
I finally got around to watching Beau is Afraid. And I was warned that it was very long and kind of tedious, and it kind of is. I love Ari Aster. I love Hereditary. I think Midsommar is also great. I think Beau is Afraid, the first, it's like dividing the four sections. The first section is great, compelling, hilarious, insane. And the last three sections are just really boring. I thought there were good elements to it, but for the love of God, if a movie is going to be 3 hours long, it has to be flawless. And this ain't flawless, man. I was really, really, really bored for most of it. Like, I'm kind of surprised that they let him do it, because like, it's just like a nonsense script. And also, have you guys seen this movie? The whole thing is like a very like my mother suffocates me type like theme. Can you imagine being his mom at opening night and having to watch this shit? It's like crazy. So Beau's Afraid, he gets 0 Djangos out of 2 Djangos from me.
Interesting. Oh, the 2 thumbs down. Go wait, 2 Djangos. That's a very.
I'm making the scale up on the fly. It's not working out very well.
It's a work in progress.
And I also rewatched Aliens, which I don't need to tell you guys, this is amazing.
Goddamn classic.
That's why I was thinking about Bill Paxton. Great. Paxton, really, because it's just so great. I love the first Alien too, but Aliens is just, it's a special film.
Alien is the better film. Aliens is more entertaining.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Alien, because I rewatched it for Gutz's podcast about a year ago, it's a 10. It's perfect. There's no flaws in that. Aliens, Cameron, shit blowing up. I am here for it in spades.
Yeah.
It was great.
And then Alien 3 eats a bit plate of monkey dicks. I did not buy it. I rewatched it. It was Fincher. I rewatched it again because people were like, oh, you know what? Give it another chance. Nope.
Nope. Yeah. No thanks. Aliens, beautiful. I love the fucking thing, the forklifting robot.
Right.
Iconic. Great scene. Amazing. Two Djangos.
Two Djangos.
I'm trying to get this together. It's not working out.
Beautiful. Yeah. Kevin Goatee, Django Gold, and of course, Kevin Israel, bidding you all a fair adieu. We'll see you all next time. Take care.
Good night. Bye-bye.